Do you think waiting for God is a waste of time? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. You might really want to know what God has planned for your life, and you can't wait to get started. But you might not know exactly what the specific next step is, and you're waiting for God to lead you. But even when you're waiting, you can still find opportunities, like we read about in today's Devo, Waiting Actively by Sarah Rexford. Waiting is the worst. Or maybe I'm just the worst at waiting. Especially in the high school years, real life seems far away and dreams look distant. It's easy to think about what we want to do and how we want to serve God in the future. It's way harder to live that out now. A few years ago, I saw a need at my school and decided that no matter how small my platform, I'd let God work through me to meet that need. It was amazing to see God work as I stood on a literal stage, the smallest stage on campus, and used the talents He had given me to point my peers to Jesus. I'd never felt more humbled to be used by the Creator. Paul found himself in a similar situation in Acts 17. He'd reached Athens and was waiting for his friends. In other words, even Paul, one of the most famous people in the New Testament, knew what it was to wait. But rather than just sit around, Paul used the marketplace to tell people about Jesus. He was waiting actively. Yeah, sometimes waiting is hard. But even in the waiting, God is working. Waiting actively means living life with Jesus, being attentive to His leading, no matter where we are or what season we're in, trusting that He is working even when we don't see it. No matter what you're waiting on, you can serve Jesus right where you are. You can use the crumbly floor of your cafeteria, the gravelly road as you wait for the bus, and even the carpet of your living room. Whatever season God has you in, wait actively. Know that He is working in your life right now. As you abide in Jesus, you never know what He'll do through you. Let's talk about this a little more. What are you waiting on in this season? How might the season of your life change if you started living like you believe Jesus is working during the waiting? It's easy for anxiety to creep in as we wait. Do you have any favorite Bible verses or passages that show Jesus's faithfulness? Well, if not, who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you find some? How could you set aside time to ponder scriptures like these in times of waiting? Now, as you and I can read in Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Dive into God's word for more in John 15:5 and Acts chapter 17 verse 13 to chapter 18 verse 5 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And are you looking for daily encouragement? Well, download our verse picks. These are Bible verses you can download to your phone's gallery to help you stay connected to God's word. They're free at unlocked.org/verse picks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie to hear what you can do right here, right now, even if you feel stuck in a spiritual exile. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.